Welcome back to Eagles Nightly as we check in every week with the NFC East Roundup, where we bring in NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Adam, I'm really excited to hear your thoughts here.
Well, it's been crazy. We were doing a little review last week, and lots of crazy things have happened to some of these NFC East teams, so it's going to be a fun week.
Absolutely. Now, the Giants got off to a slow start, and they gained some momentum. Now, where do they go from here to, you know, get another win against the 49ers this weekend?
You know, that's what you just talked about was the issue. Last week, they're down 17-7 in the first quarter. I'm like, this is totally not what I expected. I was like, wow, I picked this game wrong. And then their defense started to stop Brandon Weeden, the Browns quarterback. They did a better job against Trent Richardson, the Browns running back. And I think, Becky, when you look at it, to beat the 49ers, you got to stop the run, because Frank Gore is having a renaissance season here. He's been unbelievable. The last couple weeks, Alex Smith has got those explosive plays back, especially last week. I mean, I couldn't believe what they did against the Bills. I mean, it's phenomenal. You're talking about almost 600 yards of total offense. Now, against the Giants' defense, which is pretty good, they just have to be disciplined. I think the Niners have to run their offense, get balance. The problem with the Giants, where's the pass rush? The Eagles have been talking about not getting sacks. The Giants are not getting sacks. And the other thing that the Giants have to keep doing is getting those explosive plays. Ahmad Bradshaw, the running back, 200 yards. Get that going. Hakeem Nicks has got his injury. If he's able to play, get the ball down the field. That's the thing they need to keep doing, get explosive plays.
Speaking of explosive plays, that's exactly what Coach Coughlin wants from his offense.
We knew coming in that this would be a tough football game, and I told you that when I first met with you. And what really was impressive was the running game, and thank goodness we got that going. So that was a big part of this today. Bradshaw had a big day, but he walked into the locker room, gave credit to the offensive line, which did a really outstanding job. David Wilson got a chance to help us out. Cruz had a big game. Eli had a big game in terms of touchdown passes. We did a better job. I don't know what the exact number is, but I think we did a better job in the green zone today than we have been doing.
Now, Adam, the Redskins lost to the Falcons and RG3 getting knocked out of the game and now host the Vikings this coming Sunday. How do they redeem themselves?
Their defense has got to be better, okay? But before you even get to the defense, RG3's got to stay healthy. You and I have been talking about this, I think, for the last 3 weeks. What do the Redskins have to do to win? How about keeping your quarterback upright? Stop running him 10 times a game. I mean, it's not going to work. Limit the times that he runs. Let him throw the ball downfield. He's got an unbelievable arm, and your quarterback will stand up. You're just going to do the same thing with Michael Vick. And then the other thing is, as I just alluded to, their defense has got to be better. We know they're without two of their best defensive players. Rackbow's out for the season. Deion Adam Carricker's out. But, Ryan Kerrigan, get to the quarterback. That's his job. If they want to win, he's got to get to the quarterback.
And that's exactly right, Adam. Here's Kerrigan and his thoughts on how the defense needs to step up and put more pressure onto the quarterback.
Well, I mean, that was definitely in the game plan, but we didn't do a very good job of that. He had a lot of time to throw, and I know for myself personally, I didn't have any hits or any sacks or anything, so that's very disappointing, and I got to have a better week of practice in order to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Now, Adam, the Cowboys are coming off the bye and take to the road to face the Baltimore Ravens. What do they need to do to turn this team around?
It's a good question, and I think, as we said before, come out of bias teams and coaches self-scout. The biggest thing, because I think they're going to be a good defense, they should get their injured players back, like Jay Ratliff, who's been out with a high ankle sprain, has yet to play Anthony Spencer with his shoulder injury. It's the offense, Becky. Going forward, they've got to correct the offensive line problems. The interior of the offensive line, it's like the theme here for the offensive roundup here on the NFC roundup. I mean, it's block for the quarterback. You want to move the football? Block for Tony Romo. The reason why he only has, 5 touchdown passes is they're not blocking for him. So they could correct that. If Bill Callahan, their offensive line coach, could scheme it up to get these guys to play better, I think Romo will remain upright, and I think Jason Garrett, the head coach, would be happy with that.
That's exactly right, Adam. We all know how Coach Reed feels about the turnover issue here in Philadelphia, and here's Jason Garrett's thoughts on turnovers down in Cowboy territory.
I thought we moved the ball really well throughout the game. It was mostly throwing the football. They did a good job defending the run, but I thought we were up and down the field throwing it. Just at different times, they made the key plays. We got down in the red zone, and they made an interception that prevented us from getting a score. We're coming out, and we had a miscommunication between the quarterback and the receiver, and there was an interception for a touchdown. And then Tony tried to climb the pocket once. The ball got knocked out, and they returned that one for a touchdown. So, those were the key plays in the ball game you know, then we get behind in the game and we're trying to compete and win. We're down three scores, so it became more of a one-dimensional game at that point. But we're trying to move it and score and just try to stay in the ball game as best we could from about the third quarter on.
Adam, the Eagles face the Lions this weekend. What's your take on the game?
Becky, I think when you look at it, and I don't know how this happened, another team coming out of a bye, it's crazy. Four straight games with teams coming off byes, but the Eagles are going to get a desperate team. They had a desperate team against, you know, Steelers last week, and they still were in the game till the end. In fact, they had the lead. So, you know, the Lions are going to come into Lincoln Financial Field ready to go. Eagles just have to play their game. And the thing that you like, and this is opposed to last season, they've got home field back. The Eagles are 2-0. They've shown that they can come back here. And the fans have been electric. And I think the players feed off that. And this is a team, the Lions, who could score. I know their offense hasn't been great like it was last year, but they could score. I think both teams will go up and down the field. Eagles have to be a little bit more disciplined on defense. And I think offensively, take your shots downfield. This is the game, Becky. We've all been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. We love that downfield pass game of the Eagles. I think DeSean Jackson gets involved. Jeremy Macklin gets involved. And you know what? I think Brent Celek has to get more involved because both defenses play that wide nine where, you know, they don't blitz a lot. Plays will be there to be made if they want to take them. And I think they will this week. And now talking about my prediction, I think the Eagles are the better football team. I love their defense. I think that they'll do a good job of controlling Calvin Johnson. We talked last week about controlling Mike Wallace. They'll do that. They'll win this game 27-20.
Adam, thank you, as always, for your thoughts. That does it here for the NFC East Roundup. We'll see how Sunday goes and whether the Eagles get a win or not versus the Lions. Don't go anywhere, fans, because Eagles Nightly will be right back.